Understanding Women by Melissa Murray, with Anna Massey as Daphne, Gary Waldhorn as Bollingham, Cyril Jenkins as Ricky, and Robert Glenister as Harry.
This incident has shocked a neighbourhood, indeed the whole city. Who could have murdered three such ordinary members of a local family and in such circumstances? The disappearance of Mrs. Wall, the mother, has done nothing to dampen down speculation. Mrs. Reist, the neighbour who first discovered the bodies of Charles Wall, his daughter Alison, and his elderly uncle Jim Sanderson, had this to say.
It was 3 o'clock when I went over. I walked in. The back door was open. I called out, but there wasn't a sound in the house.
You went into the dining room?
Yeah.
You saw?
Them dead. The Sunday dinner on the table. Charlie's head was half on his plate.
What are you doing?
Turning it off. I've heard it all a million times before.
God, what rubbish.
Rubbish to you, work to me. Put it down in the right order.
Yeah, but listen.
Don't read it out. I couldn't bear it. There's a tea machine in one of the corridors.
No, it's too hot. Hey, who came up with a housewife of hate? I mean, it's so
the
cliche.
Sun. News of the World tried the mad woman of Margrave Park, but it didn't take off. Sub-editors have a great affection for alliteration. Can't you sit in a chair quietly?
Jan Reist, a neighbour for 10 years, wept, "It's a tragedy, I can't believe..."
Harry...
Again, in this one, they've given Naomi Wall's measurements. Can you believe it?
From the clothes she left behind, probably.
Well, it's not the kind of detail the police give the day after. Height, hair colour, distinguishing marks, but not bust measurements.
Don't worry about it, okay?
Have you seen this photograph of the uncle? He's got no neck.
When you're writing your computer programs, do I interrupt all the time?
Alison's classmate sent a cross of white lilies.
Yes.
A cross of white lilies, for God's sake.
Shouldn't you be at work?
What, 4 o'clock on Friday?
Party time, is it?
Oh, I'd settle for a pint and a packet of salt and vinegar.
You're missing the subtle indicators. This pile of photostats, this clicking noise I'm making on the computer, the coroner's report, the wadge of paper falling onto the floor are all meant to indicate one thing. I'm working.
Well, yeah, it's not your work, though. It's Daphne. I mean, I can't understand why, when you're so near the end of your thesis...
Because Daphne's the supervisor of said thesis.
She's exploiting you.
She got me 6 hours of teaching this term. Again.
It's incredible. Housewifeitis. 10 tips to spot a mum on the verge of madness. You'll never believe what number 4 is.
Well, you must have tormented your kid's sister.
I don't have a kid sister.
Lucky girl.
I don't have any sisters at all, in fact.
I get the use of this room for 2 days a week. That means I don't have to lug all this stuff around with me. I can use all the department's resources, the phone, the computers, all this material, for 2 days a week. And you're standing right in the middle of one.
Never argue with the windows closed. You need the oxygen. Harry, you look marvellous. Is this a personal or professional call?
Neither, I'm leaving.
The appointment's for 10:30 Monday at the local cop shop.
Right.
Chief Inspector Jack Bollingham. Mm. Remember to get the rank right. It's important to some of them.
You don't think a phone interview would be sufficient?
It's good practice. She hates doing face-to-faces. I don't know much about him, I'm afraid. A transfer from the London Met. Sorton seemed to think he'd be useful. Oh, he, by the way, is now a deputy chief constable. When I think of the hassle he gave us on those Reclaim the Night marches, and now he's mad keen on PR, liaising with every black community leader he can find. All a bit dubious. Still.
This is the list of questions you want me to ask.
Suggestions? Oh, the traffic's going to be murder tonight. Malcolm had a blowout on the motorway last week. I've got to get to bloody Newcastle.
What's in Newcastle?
Crisis in the probation service conference. Not my field at all. Then a radical feminist bash on Sunday. I've a 3,000-word article to do for write-off next Thursday. I need winding up. They're just the girls to do it. Yourself?
Nothing much.
Maybe a meal out at the new Japanese?
Oh, that reminds me. Next Saturday, dinner party. Charles Ridgeworth will be there. And he's very influential in his department. His expanding department. Married to my cousin, actually, so... practice a bit of careful charm. You as well, Harry.
Harry doesn't need to practice.
Huh. I have to rush. Great weekend!
Who's Malcolm?
About late 20s, handsome, bright, but not too bright. Huh? The usual, I expect. I've not met him.
Well, you should tell her to do her own foot slogging. I mean, why should you be the one to sit opposite some totally pissed off policeman asking daft questions about why he thinks the missing Mrs. Wall bumped off her husband, daughter and Uncle Jim with an overdose of strychnine soup?
I've explained why. So Daphne can get her book finished on time. Her first book in 7 years.
She's nervous.
I expect so. Judy Garland on a comeback tour.
Ricky.
Will I give Val a ring? I said I would.
I'd rather it was just us. I like Val.
I don't know why you two don't get on. You're right, it is Friday. It is 4 o'clock.
Where shall we go?
Oh, not to the Japanese restaurant. I certainly can't afford it.
But
don't say it, do not offer.
When you've got your doctorate,
I'll
then you can...
I'll be back on the dole. Come on, you're always dawdling, you know that.
The tea and biscuits will be here in a minute.
I'm not particularly...
So, if you'd like to start...
Perhaps I should explain my position.
Whatever.
Pardon?
You're conducting the interview.
On Dr. Fenton's behalf.
Your superior.
My supervisor.
Well, my superior told me to give you all the assistance I could. So, Miss Calvert.
I'll take notes if you don't mind.
Take what you like.
Your involvement with the case...
Goes right back to the beginning. Chief Superintendent Phillips headed the team theoretically. He still does. In practice, it's me.
You concentrated all your efforts from the beginning on Naomi Wall?
No.
You had other suspects?
All possibilities have to be thoroughly investigated. It seems unlikely that it was an intruder crime.
In the 9 months since the murders, have you at any time come close to tracing her?
You're assuming she's alive.
You think she's dead?
A middle-aged woman, white, dressed ordinary, not plain, not pretty. You're talking about the most anonymous person in the world. Nobody notices them, not even other women. That's an observational fact, not prejudice.
You went into family background in quite some detail.
You can believe that. I've a list of every book she borrowed from the library over the last 3 years. I could reconstruct for you any day in that woman's life.
What picture did you build up of her?
What you'd expect from bits and pieces. An identikit one.
Meaning?
We had some joy with the husband. About 5 years ago he saw the light. A green light. Mad keen on ecology. He'd been very active in local politics.
How was that relevant?
Well, if she hated him, it'd make some sense of the poison. Polluting the poor bastard to death. Here we are, Miss Calvert.
Oh, no biscuits, thank you.
Thanks.
It couldn't have been an accident.
I presume you don't mean the tea. The tea's deliberate, I'm afraid. And so was the poisoning of Charles and Alison Wall and Uncle Jim, of course. Uncle Tom Cobberly and all. That's a local song, isn't it?
What motive did you ascribe?
A lot of people hate their families. A lot of people get bored. We couldn't trace a lover. That surprised us. It's a hard act to go through alone. If she did it, it was because...
Yes?
It was because she was a nutter.
Do you find having a light-hearted approach to your work helps you?
Oh, that's my knuckles wrapped. Okay, this case has its imponderables. How was the poison obtained? And of more interest to you, why was it used at all? What sequences of events triggered her off?
You've no doubt, then, that it was her.
Off the record, all the forensics says the same thing. It was her. She dumped the stuff in the oxtail soup and served it up. Probably she stayed in the kitchen while it did its work. I like to think so. There's something about the idea of her watching her 16-year-old daughter die that doesn't appeal.
Ooh.
Would you like to see the photographs?
I'll tell Dr. Fenton they're available.
I heard her lecture once. Crimes against women. Reversed gear, is she?
What on earth do you mean?
Crimes committed by women. Makes a pleasant change from being a victim, I suppose. What does she supervise you doing?
My doctoral thesis.
On?
It analyses current theory on the psychopathology of women involved in serious crime and argues...
Very few women involved in what we call serious crime.
At the moment...
You're planning an increase?
It's possible, given the changing role of women in the economy. It's legitimate to predict an increase in, say, embezzlement, computer fraud, white-collar crime, committed by a section of the workforce still artificially prevented from rising to managerial positions.
Naomi Wall was a housewife, not a thwarted senior executive.
I was talking about my research, not Dr. Fenton's.
And when you get your doctorate, what then? A lecturer?
Not if I can help it.
The Home Office?
Something with more scope. I didn't come here to discuss my career.
I've heard of some of those independent research outfits just to the right of Genghis Khan. But the money's good.
I gather from what you're saying the case is pretty much closed.
We get 3 sightings a week still. All those are investigated. While it's unlikely that she would break out again, the public have the right to protection.
You believe in capital punishment, is that what you mean?
No. It's rare for domestics to go on the rampage again. Unless they've a gun. A gun has its own imperative. A toy on Christmas Day that's just calling out to be used.
A toy?
Toys for boys, though. If that's what you were going to say.
There appears to be some correlation between the ages of women involved in this kind of activity.
Mass murder.
Would you at all subscribe to the theory that she may have acted while the balance of her hormones was disturbed?
Are you making a joke, Miss Calvert?
Quoting my supervisor, I'm afraid.
As far as her doctor was concerned, she was not menopausal.
What precedents were in your mind, the whole team's minds, when you began investigating this case?
There are precedents, of course, but the crime is so unusual for a woman. Mass killers are usually men. Nielsen, Yorkshire Ripper, Hungerford.
Inappropriate parallel, surely.
Yes. We didn't rely on precedents, I suppose, think in terms of them.
How did it affect your private lives?
Our private lives? Did we what, start suspecting our own wives, is that what you mean? That's a real bit of psychology, is it?
Did you?
How could I?
It's possible, Chief Inspector.
Not in my house. I always do the Sunday dinner.
It was a magnificent meal.
Oh, Malcolm's been living here for the last 3 days, practically, preparing all this. Mm. He even made me change the light bulb. The wattage was too bright for the fish sauce.
Well, I hope you're not exaggerating, because I like a man who's thorough.
Oh, Ricky, is your glass empty?
Oh, I've had enough.
Alcohol consumption dropped by 1/6 in the U.S. last year, from 3-gallon average to 2.5. I love the Reader's Digest.
I've been putting out feelers for a campaign against these ID cards, the ones that are designed, so they say, to stop underage drinking. Crap. Floated the issue in my editorial. Shouldn't be popular, I expect.
You're too cynical for your own good, Ben.
What?
Shall I help you clear, Malcolm?
Well,
it
would be very useful.
Right.
Ooh, such obliging boys. I must say you do know how to pick them.
Enough.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I am sorry, Ricky. I was always a martyr to tactlessness. Of course, it was an awful long time ago, I know. You're not offended, are you? It was a long time ago, wasn't it, Harry?
Sorry?
You and Daphne's little affair was a long time ago. Long before you and Ricky.
Now, why did you say I was cynical? I don't understand.
Malcolm's taking orders for Gaelic coffees.
But everyone...
Yes. Are you working on anything interesting, Charles?
Good God, no.
He's still resting on his laurel. His 15-year-old little laurel leaf. Interracial conflict in post-war Britain. A book I read from cover to cover. I was his student, Ricky, so it was expected. Have you read everything of Daphne's?
Quite a bit.
Oh, and you must be thrilled with her new book.
She talks of nothing else. One for Anne, one for Ricky.
Is it short for Rebecca? Last night, I dreamt I was in Mandalay. What was the name of that second wife?
What are you talking about, darling?
Daphne's new book.
I know it's going to sound immediately patronising, but Ricky's been the most tremendous help. It's been an act of real generosity, particularly as she's so near the end of her thesis. She's exactly the kind of person for team-based work, Charles. I want you to take note of that.
I can never decide whether to attribute your success to the trendiness of the subject matter. History of housework sounds deadly to me, or is it your snappy prose?
It's not fashionable anymore, the things I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Well, the book basically surveys the instances of women involved as sole participants in the act of murder, not regarding motive or the relationship to the victim. Lucretia Borgia through to Naomi War. Were they unconsciously guerrilla fighters against the patriarchy? Were they self-hating women replicating male violence? Ordinary, psychotic, unsexed monsters, maenads? Was it self-release or self-destruction? In terms of motivation...
And what's the conclusion?
Not for publication. Yet.
I thought it was just one of these freebies, full of ads for double glazing.
What?
Ben's newspaper.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's what she meant.
Oh, come on, Mark. Sit down.
It's not quite as bad as that.
My radical past is dead and buried as well, I'm afraid.
In an unmarked grave.
Well, I think it would be quite significant. A good local newspaper in its own way. Well, I mean, these things take time, of course.
Well, I think it sounds marvellous. Mm. And why not in the newspapers? Didn't one of the Sunday serialised Sontag recently? They love stuff that's terribly serious and sexy at the same time.
There is some talk, actually.
Oh, then you must get your hair cut. Hasn't she got wonderful hair? Auntie Zoe was Greek. Her mother was Greek, you know.
I wouldn't say no to some plain black coffee, and Anne, if that's no trouble, Malcolm.
No trouble at all, allow me.
It's terribly hard to get a real sense of Naomi Wall.
One needs real people in order to reduce them to statistics.
Professor Halliday's favourite little dictum?
His little what?
Oh, Anne, please. No, at the moment I feel I'm inventing her. All these scraps of information that I'm trying to stitch together, and really, it's just not coming alive. She has to be extraordinary, hmm? To poison your family? What could be more extreme?
No jokes about poisoning, please, after all my hard work.
I don't think anyone was making a joke.
I bet the sales of oxtail soup plummeted.
Isn't that attitude a little frivolous? I mean, after all, she did kill her own daughter.
Why do men always exaggerate our maternal instincts, I wonder?
Oh, it's probably not really a topic for a dinner party.
I rather do doubt that the case is as simple as the police and the press tried to lead us to believe.
I wish her luck. Who else could have done it?
Well, it could have been someone else involved.
That's the first thing the police thought. Did she have a lover?
Oh, I'm still open for suggestions as to a title for this bloody book. Harridan have hated the last two I came up with, and their ideas are so dull.
All the best titles are gone. I've always fancied writing The Grapes of Wrath, but Steinbeck got there before me.
What do you do, actually?
Me? Housewife and mother. Well, I've got no children, but the principal holds.
The PhD is gathering dust on the shelf, I'm afraid.
The worm turns.
I beg your pardon?
For the book. Off the top of my head... A title.
Oh, I see. I thought you were just giving yourself a little pep talk.
Janet, hi. Is she in?
Dr. Fenton is in her office, and I am not here to take abusive phone calls.
What?
If Daphne... Dr. Fenton's authorised your use of her office for a day or two a week, well and good.
What abusive phone call? Who?
Phone calls, a plural, I'm afraid. He called himself Chief Inspector Bollingham. Oh. Now, I'm sorry, Ricky, but I must insist that you make it clear to your friends...
Come on.
That the administrative staff are not here as an answering service for non-staff personnel.
I'll speak to him. I really am very sorry. It had nothing... I mean, I did not give the department as a contact point.
Call box phones are down the corridor, and I don't believe Dr. Fenton wishes to be disturbed.
Okay. I'm really sorry. You bloody, bloody bitch. This is Miss Calvert speaking.
I shouldn't think you read the gutter press. I have you down as a guardian type.
I'm not in the humour for cryptic comments, frankly.
God knows I'm as keen as any copper to do my bit for academic research, especially if I'm ordered to, but I don't expect said researchers to slide off to the bloody tabloids.
I wish you'd make sense.
Try page 4 of The Sun. Name in lights.
What?
Here's a sample. I'm quoting Miss Rebecca Calvert. I want Miss Wall to know she's not alone. She needs help and understanding. Who knows what drove this poor woman to such despair? She needs a friend.
Oh, God.
It goes on. They're a bit torn between going for you as a compassionate nutcase or a loony lefty on government money.
I don't believe
then
this.
Then we move crisply on to the usual guff about police inefficiency and other quotes from you about sexist attitudes and witch hunts. My boss is having kittens. He's not thrilled, I can tell you. Discretion for cooperation. I took that as read.
I had nothing to
do... Look, love, we've all got our career to make, but this is not, I repeat, not the way to go about it.
Who the hell do you think... I can tell you right now, I take absolutely no responsibility.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
Oh. I'm going in to see her.
She's catching up on her admin.
And if he phones again, tell him to piss off.
I don't swear at work. Well, not on the phone.
Come in. Oh, I've been trying to ring your flat.
You're never going to credit this.
Ben called last night. I'd forgotten he was still a stringer for some of the nastier newspapers. Oh. He does tend not to remind one of it. I'm not sure if he was apologising or having a bit of a gloat. We were quite close a long time ago. Still, it was outrageous of him.
That bloody policeman's been harassing poor Janet all morning, trying to get through to me.
Poor Janet? That woman's made of precast concrete.
He's furious, blaming me. As though I'd run off to the goddamn Sun newspaper.
Yes, well, they'll all be on to you now. Say absolutely nothing. I expect to be kept informed every contact.
It is your research, after all.
Well, obviously, I don't want my name involved any more than you do or did. Oh, sit down, Ricky. It's a storm in a teacup. It affects me more directly than you, after all.
Oh, what did you say to Ben? That reptile.
It's been a total disaster of a weekend. The dinner party. Oh, I love Anne, of course, when she's sober. Then Malcolm and I argued all day Sunday. Oh, I could see it coming. He cleared a space in my bathroom cabinet. There was this bristle thing he uses to shave with on my sink. And then the phone call from Ben. Oh, I should phone Anne, of course, but I've been sucked down that whirlpool once too often. Did you get a chance to talk to Charles?
Not really.
You'll have to start job hunting soon, you know. Oh. I'm serious. He runs a good department, very much your style.
Did you get a chance to read the rewrites?
Yes, I did.
Ooh, that sounds ominous.
Ricky, I have to be blunt. In fact, it's my responsibility to be as harsh as possible. Rather me than the examiners, yes?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm worried because each reworking and refining of the material seems to strip it down, decontextualise it. The original idea was very exciting, but I don't understand how or why it's lost its cutting edge, its abrasiveness.
Perhaps we have a different perspective.
Are you losing your nerve?
Maybe politically you're more whatever than me.
Don't run yourself down.
I'm not.
Well, it's a waste otherwise. It's even playing into the hands of the right. It was their argument, after all, that liberation leads to criminal activity. That's not something that can be challenged without making one's own position clear.
Okay.
Well, I know you're not concerned with your future as such, but the academic world's like any other. You have to make an entrance. Keep your light under a bushel and no one will ask to see it. I don't want that to happen.
Why not?
Well, get aggressive. Argue.
All I've done is stick closely to facts and factually based projections.
What's a fact?
I'm not an undergraduate.
How was your weekend?
I think he's getting broody.
What does that mean?
He keeps thinking he wants to have serious conversations with me. 6 months is a long time, and that must mean...
Oh, we should go and get drunk one evening and discuss men.
Will you give that Bollingham a ring? Explain that it was Ben who went to the tabloids and not me.
You have to fight your own corner, Ricky. You know that. Even against me.
Good. Stale bread and half a cup of orange juice. How can she live like this? There isn't any butter, just this low-fat muck. Oh, a new tape! Goody!
Rest any dissatisfaction with her life?
Not to me.
Oh, yeah.
You have no reason to believe that she was unhappy.
He didn't knock her about. I'd have known if that was going on all right.
I see.
Why don't you just leave this alone? What good does all this do?
You were a neighbour of hers for 8 years, Mrs. Reist. There may be things that only...
But if she got amnesia, maybe she walked in, saw them all like that and just blanked out, wandered off with the shock. I mean, who's to say it was her? Could have been a madman.
You prefer that explanation, do you?
Yes, you do sound a bit pompous at times.
Well, it's not Dallas, is it? She was 44 years old and the kind of woman who wore pink with orange. Of course, everyone says there was always a vibe about her, but that's crap. Of course it's crap. And that there was always more to her than meets the eye. Well, I hope so. I hope that's true of all of us. This estate is full of those kind of secrets. I wouldn't waste my time. Take off and hitchhike round the world. That's my advice to you.
Too right. Right, one last snoop, and that's my ration for the day.
Aged 70, 37 Clement Street, about 4 miles from Margrave Park. Lower middle class, no car.
I'm sick of questions, let me tell you.
You needn't lean forward, Mrs. Maskey.
My ear came out manful.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not telepathic, that's what I tell everyone, not a bloody mind reader.
Name is
Would
mother.
You describe your relationship with your daughter as close?
She was close, all right.
She was close to you?
Never let anything surprise you, that's my motto. Much good it did me. Oh, I loved Alison. I loved that girl. I got 2 grandsons, big thumping boys, but a girl's a girl. She'd come up on Sundays, grand, she'd say, what do you fancy in the 3:30? It was a joke.
Do you like horse racing?
I'm on the pension.
What's that got to do with anything?
Have some more tea while it's hot.
No, thank you. Did she, Naomi I mean, seem upset recently?
I haven't seen her recently. If I did, I'd go straight to the police station.
There was no history of...
Mental illness? No. She had lost weight. Complained of a toothache week before. Is that any use to you?
Now about Mr. Wall.
He was going to be a Labour councillor at one time, before he went green. I can think of better things to save than Wales. That was my joke to Alison. Oh, they were thick as thieves.
Mr. Wall and Alison?
Naomi didn't mind. I would have done. But it weren't in her. Don't worry. I'm not really crying as such. It's just by way of being nervous reaction.
I'll turn this machine off if you like.
Well, I hope you did. But I doubt it. Christ! Guilty conscience. There's nothing to eat in the entire flat.
Sorry to hear it. Is Miss Calvert there?
Oh, I thought that was her. No, she's gone to her parents for the weekend. I thought maybe she'd missed the coach and was phoning
Tell
to say...
Tell her Jack Bollingham called, would you?
Certainly, Inspector.
Thanks.
The story does seem to be dying down. In the press, I mean.
Yeah? Well, I've had 2 of the Sundays on my phone this morning. I just want to ensure that Miss Calvert...
Yeah, I'll give her the message. Careless talk and all that.
What's the parents' number?
Oh, I don't have it on me, I'm afraid.
Could you look for it? You're in her flat, aren't you?
I wouldn't like to do that, no. Go through her things.
And you're?
Harry. Harry Edmund. Have a nice day. Well, I'm going home. Nothing else of interest. Hello. Now, here's a serious-looking envelope. Might be to our mutual advantage to arrange a meeting in the near future to discuss possibilities. Ours, as you'll be aware, is a thriving, controversial organisation with room for individuals with dynamism and ability. I've never heard of the Osborne Institute, let alone that she was applying for a job with them. Well, that's terrific. That truly is. It goes to show.
Nothing. I couldn't face it, not after all that garbage in the media.
Your coach ticket?
Sold it. I could even have made a profit. The coach was jammed. Are you going?
I was. Bollingham phoned.
Oh, yes. I got some croissant.
He was rather brisk, I thought. Anyhow, it appears the press are still in hot pursuit, and he wanted, I think, to tell you to keep
Yes, I can imagine.
What sort of bloke is he?
Ooh, dandruff, aggressive, a Londoner, that sort of thing. Wife. Kids, photos on the desk.
I told him to piss off, basically.
Are you hungry, or shall we go back to bed?
Food first.
Someone should clean this mess.
Ricky? Do you think that our relationship is going anywhere?
I got coffee beans as well.
I have to talk to you.
Okay.
Sorry about this.
Is it too early for a drink?
There hasn't been a row. I've not come here to cry on your shoulder. Yours would be the last shoulder in the world.
Good.
You've been criticising her work.
Did she tell you that?
Pernicious. Do you know that word? Of course you do. That's how I describe your influence.
In general or on designated individuals?
It probably isn't intentional.
Now that is insulting.
Well, not everybody's got your drive, you know. I mean, maybe she doesn't want to produce an earth-shattering piece of work. Maybe she doesn't need to. You're too critical. You make people feel inadequate.
And who the hell do I think I am?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you who I am. I'm Daphne Fenton, a worn-out woman trying to read her Sunday papers on Sunday morning. In peace.
What if she has a breakdown?
Oh, Harry.
She's working like a madwoman on her thesis. 6 hours a day.
I doubt that.
And you're forcing her to run around interviewing all those people about Naomi Wall. Harassed by the media, barracked by that bloody copper. You invited that journalist to your dinner party in the first place. You probably hoped he'd give you the write-up.
Oh, get serious. Do I need that kind of publicity?
Does she? Do you care about anyone?
Yes. I've a rather nice sherry, if you fancy that.
Thank you. She didn't go home this weekend. Despite anything you might think, I'm very fond of Ricky.
Did you tell her you were coming here? No.
Well, aren't you going to answer it?
You answer it. Tell whoever it is I've gone for a walk.
You finished with Malcolm?
Yes.
You seem like a nice bloke.
Well, so he was, if you like that sort of thing. Maybe I should try celibacy.
You?
I get bored with it. Someone always wanting to sit next to you on the sofa, waiting for the phone calls, reading your mail.
I needed to know what was going on.
Let's keep the past buried.
You said that we'd always be friends.
How vulgar of me.
I'm worried about Ricky.
In about half an hour, after your third glass of sherry, and after treating me to an embarrassing mixture of self-pity and self-analysis, you will almost certainly make a pass at me. Oh, not your fault. A reflex. It's a penalty of my position. And if anything happened, you would behave as though I had seduced you.
Do you think about sex too much?
Harry.
Well, it's true, though.
Drink up and go home.
Do you think maybe that I'm ready for something a bit more permanent? Well, she's so elusive these days, I hate it. At the beginning, when you hardly know someone, you feel so close. And 6 months into the relationship, they're a stranger.
Well, that's poignant, all right.
Why can't I trust her?
I'd say because of your maudlin paranoia.
And who's this Jack Bollingham?
He's a policeman, Harry.
She doesn't tell you everything.
Oh, no, I won't have another, thank you.
How's your book going?
It's going.
I bet it'll be a great success.
Well, once I've written up the contemporary section and given the conclusions a bit more bite, I really feel that...
I meant to ask you before. What's the Osborne Institute?
The Osborne Institute?
Mm, it's in your field.
The name is a bit familiar. I'll look it up.
Well, phone me when you have it, will you?
Is it important?
Mm. It's something you can do for me. OK?
It's a woman this time.
Pardon?
Definitely not a police person, nor from the media... Yeah, I read that piece in the Sunday People. You should sue them.
My lawyers will be taking up the matter.
Will they?
No.
3 times she phoned this morning. I mean, I explained more than once that it was no part of my responsibilities to deal with personal messages for non-staff personnel.
I'm too low down the hierarchy.
Exactly. She left a number in the end, but it took some persuasion.
Thanks.
You're usually in before this.
I've had a filthy week.
Oh, you can't say thank God it's Thursday. It doesn't have the right feel at all.
Chapter 10. Oh, I'm beginning to hate chapter 10. I'll phone this number. Oh, there's no name. Great. Well, I'm not going to ask Janet. Is that the Manchester code? Oh, I've got a headache as well.
Wash away, washateria.
I think I must have got the wrong number.
This is the laundrette.
The number must have been taken down wrong.
You'll have to speak up. It's the dryers.
Look, I'm sorry to have bothered you.
What's your name?
Ricky. Ricky Calvert.
It's not a wrong number, then.
No?
It's me. I phoned you.
I see.
Hold on a minute. There's money stuck in number 3 again. Hold on. You won't ring off, will you?
This is all I need.
Are you there? I said, are you there?
Yes.
Look, it's not easy to talk. I'm at work.
I'm at work as well.
How shall I start?
Look, if you're phoning me because you saw my name in the papers...
That's right.
It was unadulterated crap from start to finish. I'm a social scientist, not a social worker. I said none of those things I was quoted as saying. I said...
Oh, you needn't tell me. I know.
I have no interest whatsoever in satisfying anyone's ghoulish curiosity. I have no special information. I have nothing to say.
Good for you.
Right.
I know it's silly seeing how I've never met you, but I thought that you'd recognize my voice.
Have you tried the Samaritans?
But how could you when you've never heard it? You know me, though.
Huh?
It's not easy to talk. If there's no more plastic bags in the machine, there's nothing I can do about it. Oh, sorry.
Who is this?
You left it late to phone me. It fills up near lunchtime. They have it early up here. Could you phone me tomorrow? 10 o'clock, say. We could talk a little more easily then.
This is ridiculous.
Listen. When I left, the back door was open. There was Glenn Miller on the turntable. What else? One of the apples in the fruit bowl was rotten. There's lots of details I can give you. Till tomorrow, then. Bye-bye.
Christ.
Fletch?
Oh, right. I'm looking for Bollingham. Inspector, Chief Inspector.
He won't be in the office till late afternoon. Can I help in any way?
I don't think so.
What's the message? Who shall I say called?
Nobody. Nobody. Forget it. Bye.
But if I tell Bollingham...
You'll have to tell him.
Why? Well, I know why, but why? I can let him know afterwards.
And there's Daphne.
Yes.
It could be a hoax.
It was Naomi Wall. It was her vow. Everyone thought she was dead. Suicide. Well, Bollingham did. The first thing I did on reflex was to phone him up to tell him where to shove his hard-nosed copper routine.
You could end up making a fool of yourself.
She gave me details, specific details.
What kind of details?
Well, nothing gory. The Glenn Miller record on the turntable, the rotten apple in the dish.
Well, how do you know they're accurate?
Well, I haven't checked with Bollingham. He's not an absolute idiot, and if I asked him... What are you doing?
Putting on my coat.
Oh, you can't possibly go now, Val. I need to talk to you about this.
Harry's coming over for lunch, and I have things to do during my lunch hour.
Damn, I should have phoned him. There's nothing to eat anyway. Oh, really, Val, don't go. I'll tell him something.
You should tell him it's finished.
Why should I do that? Because you don't like him?
She asked, widening her eyes with surprise. Because, chicken, because you shouldn't take up with DF's exes.
Difficult, as she slept with every okay guy in the entire city.
Do you think that we should change the subject? I think that we should change the subject.
It's because of her that I'm involved in this situation in the first place.
I think you should...
The minute I've got the doctorate and a half chance at a job, I'm off. I promise you. Did I tell you she's been trying to manoeuvre me into some bloody job under Charles Ridgewater in Doncaster? He just happens to be married to some half-mad cousin of hers. Probably wants me in place as an unpaid bloody babysitter.
Yes.
What?
You did tell me.
Don't you think this would bring a little cachet? In-depth interview with mass murderer. Of course, I despise the glamour of celebrity...
To quote Daphne.
But in this particular instance, I could handle it. The question is, how do I squeeze an interview out of her first? If I've let Mr. Plod in on the act, he'll just whisk her away and that'll
be it. There is, of course, the question of how Daphne will respond to you turning police informer.
It's probably a hoax. Besides,
yeah?
She is a mass murderer. It's a criminal offence to withhold information. Ring the doorbell. We've been through this 1,000 times. Only use the key in an emergency. This is my flat, for God's sake.
Val?
Harry?
How have you been keeping?
The update is Greg went back to Boston. End of affair. I'm still having the same runaround at work. You know, no budget, no resources. The back burner on my gas cooker has gone kaput. And last Saturday I bought a bottle green velvet jacket. Very 60s.
I completely forgot lunch, sorry.
We met in the street and she just dragged me in.
There's nothing to eat either.
Well, we can drink the wine I bought. If there's an opener, or if anyone can find it.
I'll look, she murmured tactfully.
I think we need to talk.
I was a bit abrupt, I'm sorry. It's the thesis, the research for Daphne.
Oh, tell her to piss off.
The teaching hours. Anyway, I've only two more interviews to type up.
But let's not talk about it. Why don't we go away this weekend? To Jenny and Steve's. You like them and it's only an hour's drive.
When you've had a rush on, I've given you...
If we don't spend time together...
I was at your place twice last week and you were here all weekend until you stormed off on Saturday.
Okay, okay.
The weekend after, maybe.
And here it is, the bottle opener.
I'm late for work.
Well, you've just got here.
Well, I called in to say that I couldn't make it. I'll phone this evening, Ricky.
I'll be up at Daphne's.
Malcolm got his marching orders, as you know.
The 3-month time limit was nearly up.
Anything she can do, you can do better. Twice as good. You managed 6 months with me.
Don't be so edgy.
Edgy?
I'll phone you this evening.
Fine. Val?
Harry. Oh,
God.
It's hard to half slam a door, isn't it?
Oh, shut up.
You didn't tell him about Naomi, then?
No. Were you listening at the door?
Certainly. I always do. And read other people's mail. Provided it's been opened first, of course. Point of principle, that. God, how disapproving you look. Well, it's one glass of wine
Val,
for me, and I...
Am I making a mess of things?
Anything but, I'd have said.
And that's all she said?
Pretty much word for word.
It's incredible. It's also a terrible dilemma for us.
She's expecting me to ring tomorrow.
Whereabouts in the north of England is she?
Perhaps it would be best if I kept the detailed stuff to myself just at the moment, until we decide what to do.
Ah, it's her third bath today. One first thing in the morning, then one after every meal.
Sorry?
Well, that's exactly what I'll be when I get the bills. It's Anne, my cousin. God knows, I can only applaud her reasons for leaving Charles.
I thought you were trying to fix me up with him, professionally.
Oh, he's fine at that level. She's joined the AA, the health club, and Italian conversation classes since she's arrived. She's been here 2 days.
I remember her at the dinner party. I'd rather you didn't say anything to her about this.
I don't think I need to be told that.
I didn't mean... I haven't even told the police yet. I wanted to consult with you. We have to discuss the whole situation. We've only got till 10 tomorrow.
It's over 9 hours since you got that phone call.
Well, I was in shock, in a daze. I would have got here sooner, but...
But?
Can you imagine the difference an interview with her would make to your book?
Do you mean in terms of its content or in terms of its sales?
Both.
Ricky!
It's better to be cynical than hypocritical.
I'm sick of pretending. If I'm grey, I'm grey. Let it grow out. Ah, you're Ricky, aren't you? I've got a wonderful memory for faces and for other parts of the anatomy.
Oh, go and do your stress exercises.
You do them. Judging by the expression on your face, you need them more than I. Now, should I give Charles a ring? I mean, if I had children at home, I'd have a marvellous excuse to phone home. Not so much as a tropical fish. If you want my advice, get yourself a boyfriend and stop mooning around Daphne.
You're worse sober. Get out for half an hour, would you?
I'm sick.
Oh, cook some dinner, something with pasta, then we can talk Italian over it. Do not phone Charles.
Arrivederci.
She didn't mean
it. It doesn't matter. What I propose is this. We approach Bollingham with basically an ultimatum. Either he lets me have the interview or... Well, we'll leave that vague. Just hint clearly enough that one good turn deserves another. We set the situation
up... Excuse me?
She needs treatment.
And I presume you've read about the kind of treatment the criminally insane get in this country.
She killed 3 people.
We do not know that.
Why is she in your book, then? It's about female murderers. Nobody doubts it anyway. I don't mean the police. I mean her own mother.
It's about women who kill one. A different thing. And the difference is by no means subtle. As a feminist yourself, it's also about how society creates and why it creates the image of women killers.
Tell that to her dead daughter.
What on earth's wrong with you?
Nothing. The fact that I disagree with you does not indicate that there's anything wrong with me.
Maybe she was trying in some way to protect her daughter.
What from? I think she wanted to get out. Get free, get a new life, and just didn't want the past dragging at her. So she killed them. She finished that life off.
Well, that could be part of her motivation, certainly. even if that does make her sound unnecessarily ruthless.
The main reason you want to keep clear of the police is to do with maintaining your political credibility. And your professional, of course.
Self-interest isn't the only restraint.
Then what's your proposal?
Well, I hate to sound sentimental, but we are dealing with somebody's life.
But isn't that what sociology's all about? Not objectively recording and assessing one's society in some pseudo-mechanistic way, but engaging directly with it. The people, not abstractions.
Oh, my turn to say shit.
Is she staying for dinner?
No, she isn't.
When you're as old as I am, you'll realise there's nothing worse than having students quote your worst, most pretentious
statement. I'm your research assistant, not your student anymore.
You've already decided, haven't you?
You can stop me.
How?
You could do a lot of things. You're supervising my doctoral thesis. You were instrumental in getting me my teaching hours. Probably, if you crooked your little finger, Harry would come...
Oh, that's enough.
I don't want to fight with you.
That's probably your first lie this evening. I've underestimated you. No, but I've done something to you.
The truth is, I'm not jealous about Harry. I never was. He came here on Sunday, didn't he?
Yes.
To get advice or comfort?
No, he asked me an interesting question. He asked me about Osborne Institute.
Ah.
I remembered after he left what it was, one of those think tanks, one of those nurseries for nasty right-wing ideologists. Mm. They've produced some extraordinary material for the Law and Order Brigade.
Look, supposing she went on the rampage again.
On the rampage? Oh, you've been reading too many tabloids.
Okay.
Look, I won't phone Bollingham either for you or against you.
Okay.
I'll probably see you in college towards the end of the week.
I'll give you a copy of the interview for your book, to use how you like.
We'll see.
I'm sorry.
Well, at least it hurts me more than it hurts you. The error fundamentally was mine.
I'm going now.
I'll say goodbye to Anne for you. Oh, turn down the hot plate, for God's sake. Cook the sauce, don't boil it.
Well?
At least I didn't lose my temper.
I didn't have my ear cocked to the keyhole.
I'll tell you about it later. Promise. We'll eat in peace.
I always listen to my instincts. I'm telling you. Have a meal with that one, and she's liable to include you on the menu.
These are carnivorous times, clearly.
Bollingham.
Chief Inspector Bollingham. We've spoken before. Rebecca Calvert's a friend of mine.
What can I do for you?
I rather thought I could do something for you.
Yeah?
She's not been in contact, then?
No.
Look, can we talk?
We are.
I've some information on the case.
What case?
Naomi Wall, of course.
Harry Edmund, isn't it?
Look, it's urgent. It would be very much to your advantage.
12:50, the Golden Feathers in Gainsborough Road.
Right. I'll see you...
The good Lord deliver me.
I didn't think policemen drank mineral water. What the hell is your first name?
Jack.
I want you to understand why I'm telling you... Well, what I'm telling you.
Doesn't surprise me.
Sorry?
You wanting to tell me. You're not looking for money. Most people won't admit to revenge or malice. But you're bound to have a good reason that you want communicated to someone before you hand over whatever confidential info you have.
I see.
Could just be public-spirited, of course.
Look... Daphne Fenton. She's Ricky's supervisor. Her friend.
I know who Miss Fenton is.
She phoned me last night. Late last night, she was very distraught. I hate the way they tart these old pubs up.
It's a terrible shame.
Ricky had been round to see her earlier in the evening. She, that is Ricky. I'm not telling this very well, am I? When Ricky was in college yesterday, she got a phone call. Or rather, she got a message to make a phone call. So she rang it, the number. The person on the other end was Naomi Wall.
I see.
Well?
Oh, we get a lot of phone calls.
Was the back door open that Sunday? Was there a Glenn Miller album on the deck, and was there a rotten apple in the fruit bowl?
There were rotten apples everywhere. My little joke.
My God, aren't you taking this seriously?
What did Miss Calvert and her telephonic correspondent discuss?
Daphne didn't get everything out of Ricky. In fact, they had a row.
Daphne and Ricky had a row?
Yeah, well, I may as well tell you. I'm telling you everything else. Ricky wanted to approach you with a deal. If you let her have an interview with Naomi Wall.
She has an address for her.
She'll have it by now. She was phoning her this morning to try and arrange a meeting. That's the issue they argued over. Daphne felt a little dubious. Well, you can understand.
No, I don't.
Well, about setting up... seeming to set up... acting in a way like... as police informers.
Giving policemen vital information about a murder case does not turn one into a snout, does it, sir?
Exactly my point. Will you have another drink?
No, thanks. I take it then that Miss Calvert hasn't talked to you directly.
That's right.
Professional etiquette.
Professional balls.
Why did she phone her, I wonder? That bleeding heart nonsense in the papers. Must be. Someone's in for a shock.
I thought... well, we thought she'd probably go up to meet her early next week. She has to go home to her parents this weekend.
Ricky?
Of course, Ricky. She'll leave it until the last moment to approach you. She'll try to present you with a fait accompli.
The thing I don't understand is, why, if Miss Fenton was so reluctant to involve the police in the first place, she sent you?
She didn't send me, Chief Inspector. I walked in here on my own two legs. She doesn't know a thing about this meeting.
Her boyfriend and her best friend.
It is not like that.
Either way, she's been very foolish, our Ricky.
She needs to be brought to her senses.
It's quite clear, then, your concern was primarily for her welfare.
I've always despised men who sit in pubs and moan about women. How emotional, irrational, ridiculous they are, always clinging, wanting to get you trapped behind the nappy pail. Jesus, I thought men like that were pitiful. Well, Jack, they're not pitiful. They're crazy. They're living in a dream world. I've never met a woman like that in my life.
You don't seem at all surprised.
Looking impassive is part of our professional training.
What I propose is this.
Aren't you afraid of this woman?
I'm not planning to meet her down a dark alley.
Where are you planning to meet her?
A tea shop.
Any particular tea shop?
At 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. There's no point in suggesting substituting a woman police officer. She's seen my photo in the newspapers. It'll have to be me, which is why...
hardly an accurate, let alone flattering photo, I'd have said. I can think of one WPC who...
either I go.
Yes?
All I'm asking for is 1 hour with her.
One way to make your fortune in a hurry?
I've no intention of selling the intimate story to the press, if that's what you're implying. The situation as it stands is that if she doesn't get a call from me this evening, she'll know the whole thing is off.
Moscow rules, is it? Ooh, Le Carré's a lot to answer for.
It is also true that this arrest would do your career good.
And what's Dr. Fenton's view on all this?
I haven't told her.
You surprise me. I thought this was her baby. Metaphorically speaking.
I didn't want her embroiled. She's at the last stages of her book.
Cutting corners is a dangerous practice.
Furthermore, I don't see that it's any of your business.
She's quite an influence in academic circles. I mean, if you piss her off...
a big fish in a little pond.
Jenny thought a lot of her History of Housework book.
Is that your wife?
She's the woman I'm married to.
I don't see that I'm asking for a lot.
What's the name and address of this tea shop?
The Tea Cake on Crampton Road. Not far from the city centre, apparently.
And which city?
I thought I'd already given that much away. Manchester.
The question is, will you mess me about?
I promise not to.
How did she sound, talking to you?
Okay.
What's that mean?
I made a tape of the second phone call. You could come round to listen to it. My flat's just round the corner. There's even fresh coffee if you'd like that.
Never mix business with pleasure.
I didn't
mean... I'll send someone round to pick it up.
I wish I hadn't mentioned it.
That's the bonus of police work. People's total inability to keep their mouths shut. The men as bad as the women. 5 o'clock, we're in position. 5:15, we're through the door of the crumpet.
It's the tea cake.
Oh. Sorry, miss.
You're not the way I pictured you. Younger, for one thing. And your face is more pointed than it was in the photos. You're thinking the same, probably. I dyed my hair for the disguise.
It suits you.
No, it doesn't.
You must find it very handy for work, this flat.
The last wash is at 11. I like the noise, so it doesn't bother me. Besides, I only get £2 an hour and 75p on a service wash, so the low rent suits me. And it suits him, having me as a bit of a watchdog. He thinks I've run off from my husband.
And have you?
He's dead.
I hope this doesn't disturb you.
It doesn't.
I find unless I record things and why...
Are you sure you don't want a cup of tea and a biscuit?
No, thank you.
Chocolate digestives.
I saw a nice tea shop on my way here. I thought I'd treat you to afternoon tea later on.
You're nervous. I used to be nervous.
I want you to just relax. If at any point you feel distressed or unable to continue, that's perfectly okay. I'll turn off the machine. We'll take a breather.
I was full of nerves. I thought I'd burst. I did, truly. It's like a blister, really. You press it hard enough and it goes flat.
You'd been married for 18 years.
I want something to happen.
Before your marriage, how would you describe your life?
No.
You worked in the accounts department at Callard's.
I didn't hear voices. Nobody told me anything.
It was your own decision.
I bet you don't get many cases like me.
What kind of case are you?
I'll tell you this much. It wasn't as though I'd made my mind up. I woke up this one day and the thing was there, set, as though it had already happened. It was a relief, really.
In what way?
Mentally.
It must have, taken a considerable amount of planning, obtaining the necessary substances.
I'm not an idiot.
Perhaps if we talked about your husband.
Charlie.
He was a printer by profession.
That's not all he was.
Could you elaborate? Explain.
Sometimes I could see right through him. There were other times he went opaque. I don't mean dense.
I know what you mean.
That's what I hope. That's what I need, you see, understanding. Then I need advice, practical advice. I don't want to stay here much longer. It's colder up here, for one thing. Besides, it's time to move on. It's easy to get into a rut. So what do you suggest?
Suggest?
Well, I can't use my own national insurance number, can I? That's a problem, getting jobs, or even for getting welfare, if I was inclined that way, which I'm not. Any courses would have to be under a different name. I'm Mary Brown at the moment.
Good.
There's a lot of capital tied up in the house. It's mine now, but I can't see how I can sell it.
It would be difficult.
I'm capable of an open university course. I used to watch the odd program.
Perhaps you could tell me a little about Uncle Jim.
Mr. Sanderson.
Sorry. He'd been living with you for 5 years?
That is correct.
Was he difficult? Was he senile or demanding? How would you describe his relationship to you, the other members of your family?
Do you know? I hardly remember. He spent too much time in the bathroom.
Was he abusive to you? Or to Alison? He was your husband's uncle. Were they close?
It's like 20 questions, isn't it? Though seriously, are you married?
No.
And you don't have children?
No, not yet. Maybe one day.
Alison was premature.
And that affected your relationship with her?
They need more looking after. But that was long enough ago. The thing is, I don't want a job as a wages clerk again, if that's what you were thinking. People are a problem. I'd like to work with the public, but there's the danger of recognition.
You don't want people to recognize you?
It wouldn't be realistic.
Is that a word you'd use to describe yourself? Realistic?
I was also thinking of a computer training course.
I'm not sure we're getting anywhere.
Turn the tape off, if you like.
Maybe we should go and get some tea.
You can always come again. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The thing is, Mrs. Wall, I need to get clear in my mind the actual events of the afternoon, the reasons you took that course of action, why you felt that such a radical solution was necessary to your problems. In fact, what exactly were they, your problems?
You need to know these things in order to help me.
Exactly.
You're here to help. That's what you're paid for. I know what people say. Let one of your lot through the door and that's that. Social workers. I want a bit of guidance, that's all. You appealed to me to come forward. You said I needed help. Well, that's right. Help's what I want, not a bloody nosy Parker. That's someone at my door.
Were you expecting anyone?
None of your business.
Aren't you going to answer it?
I wonder if you let slip to anyone that you were coming here.
No. No!
Did she try to attack you?
I got up to answer the door. That's my arm you're hurting. Who is this?
A police officer.
I mean, what are you doing here?
You're Naomi Wall, aren't you?
I mean, is she a police officer?
Rebecca. No. An interested observer, isn't that right, love?
Don't call me love.
You'll end up dead, bitch.
We all will, given time. We'd like you to accompany us to the local police station as there are one or two questions we'd like to ask you. Okay?
I won't say a word to you. I wouldn't give you the satisfaction.
Get her out as quick and as quiet as you can manage before all the neighbours start phoning Fleet Street.
It's whopping nowadays.
Put your head between your legs if you feel faint, Ricky.
Come along now.
Come on, love. That seems a good moment to cut. A great finale.
You bastard.
Don't call me bastard, and I won't call you love, okay?
I would have been at the tea shop in time.
Maybe.
What else could I have done?
Oh, depends, doesn't it? If you fancied another tete-a-tete with her, you could have walked in at 4:30 and fed her some cock and bull story. Arrange another rendezvous. The possibilities were all there.
You followed me.
I could just say yes to that.
What do you mean?
Hardly the Costa del crime, is it? Out-out damned spot. Classical reference, that, to the fact we're in a laundrette.
What do you mean you could just say yes to that?
I think you've the right to know. It was your Harry who gave us the details of your train times.
Harry? Harry told you what?
Everything he knew or had found out. From Naomi's first contact right through to the 10 o'clock phone call this morning to say that you were on the way to the station.
God, she's ruthless.
Naomi.
Daphne. She put him up to this, didn't she?
You never know. The tape could be of use, though personally I thought you made a balls of it.
I would have got her to talk, eventually.
10 minutes, I'll get the confession. 2 hours for a signed detailed statement. If you hadn't shown up, she'd have walked into a police station herself by the end of the week.
You bastard.
Give Harry my regards. Tell him I didn't charge you with obstruction as agreed. You can take your cassette player. You'll have to make your own way to the station from here. Love.
Why are you so hostile to me?
You've no imagination.
Well, well, well.
Is Daphne in?
It's the return of the prodigal daughter.
I didn't mean to barge
in. I'll turn this music off. Hardly barging. 2 weeks since the infamous event.
That's enough.
I went home for a week.
Who can blame you?
And up to London, I hear.
Yes,
Yes, I was.
I got a phone call from an old acquaintance at the Osborne Institute. He phoned after your interview, looking in a discreet way for a reference, particularly after the press field day.
Oh, Daphne always did despise the glamour of celebrity.
I wasn't very forthcoming about the Osborne, I know.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It pales into insignificance.
I knew you couldn't approve, and I never win arguments with you. I thought it better to...
Done Jack Bollingham's career good, all this, you know?
Yes.
I found him quite amusing.
I'm not interested in him.
Would you like a drink?
A gin and tonic.
We're alcohol-free, I'm afraid. I've mineral water.
I'm fine.
What are you doing at the moment, apart from dodging the press?
Working on my thesis.
Oh, good.
I'm surprised you'd even know anyone who worked at the Osborne.
Oh, I'm not as sexually discriminating as I might be. Occasionally.
Not just sexually, I'd say. Indiscriminate in general.
That's maybe why I let you move in on me. Someone who'll neither clean nor cook, keep reasonable hours, and who drags a constant stream of men from campus upstairs to bed.
Celibate for one miserable month, and she's...
Oh, the carpet in the bathroom is a swamp.
Then dry it, dear Daphne. Dear Daphne, dry it.
The house is dry enough as it is.
I've rewritten the introduction to my thesis. It's more hard-hitting.
Drop it into my office. I shouldn't bother rewriting things too much at this stage. It is, after all, perfectly adequate as it is.
And how's Harry?
I've not seen him.
Maybe you should.
I don't need advice.
Fine.
It was a complete bloody disaster. I suppose you and Bollingham had a good laugh over that.
Yes.
I don't know why I came here.
Neither do I.
But I think I made at least as much a mess of things as you did. Well, I put you under too much pressure. I imposed on you. My ideas, my beliefs. I even wanted to organize your career for you. It's very corrupting, this desire to act as a guru.
You should write a book about it.
You did tell Harry, didn't you?
I did not conspire with him. I certainly did not tell him to go to Jack with the information.
But why did you tell him at all?
To be honest, it's a bit of a mystery to me.
The heart has reasons that reason knows not of.
I'll do it now. I'll phone him now.
Use the one in the study. Don't let sleeping dogs lie.
I'm not sure it's a good idea, her phoning Harry.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Good.
Hello, is Harry there?
No, I'm afraid he's not.
Could you tell him that Ricky phoned, please?
Hello, Ricky.
Is that you, Val?
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
Could you give him that message?
Look, I've tried to phone you during the week, but there wasn't a reply. It's not serious. It's just a fling, and I certainly wouldn't have allowed anything to happen, but I got the impression that you and Harry were...
I thought you didn't even like him.
Could we meet up? Oh, this is awful. I know this is awful. It's not anything, just a vague sort of fling. Oh, stop gabbling, woman. Listen, Ricky...
It's all right. I probably couldn't care less. All I need is to have my thesis rejected, and I'll be thoroughly humiliated.
Order of the Boot, was it?
I'm sorry.
I suppose you knew already. I suppose he's told you. Val, of all people.
Yes, not the most trustworthy type. But he's a sweet boy, Harry.
He's a rat.
He's a sweet little rat.
Oh, well, there's one compensation. You did get that job at the Institute. What's his name, told Daphne?
And he asked me to say nothing until it was official.
Oh, I never could keep secrets.
Is she joking?
About keeping secrets? Deadly serious. You can trust her with nothing.
Please.
You got the job.
But what did you say when he asked you? I don't suppose you gave me a glowing testimonial.
It shone in the dark. It was positively luminous.
Why?
Why not?
I don't understand you. Well, I won't stay.
Bye, then.
Good night, Daphne.
Good night, Ricky.
She expected to be asked to stay, you know.
I think she wanted to cry on your shoulder. I need a drink. There's some delicious sparkling water.
I'm going to end up with bottles of cooking sherry in my wardrobe at this rate.
I've said 1,000 times. I don't mind.
Oh, shut up, will you? I could hardly care less about the book being launched. Do you know that?
You will when the reviews come out. Did you use any of her material in the end?
Jack gave me the tape. I listened to it.
When's the trial?
Oh, not until the autumn. We have the ritual of psychiatric reports to go through first, as though there's any doubt about finding her as mad as a hatter. Well, she'd have to be to do a thing like that, wouldn't she?
Have you asked to see her?
She's a bit catatonic at the moment.
A bit catatonic?
Jack Bollingham's expression. What will I do if my book's garbage?
Deny it. I tell you one thing. That woman and all her actions remain buried in obscurity for all the illumination I've shed on the subject. That's what I feel. And I couldn't make sense of her. Not really. One needs real people in order to reduce them to statistics, more's the pity. Dear dead Professor Halliday's favourite little dictum. You're right, of course. So why are you smiling?
I was thinking about something else. I was just anticipating the havoc Ricky will wreak in the Osborne Institute. They weren't at all sure about taking her on. Until I persuaded them.
Understanding Women was written by Melissa Murray. Daphne was played by Anna Massey, Bollingham by Gary Waldhorn, Ricky by Cyril Jenkins, and Harry by Robert Lennister. Naomi and Mrs. Rice were played by Elizabeth Kelly, Mrs. Maskey and Janet by Eva Stewart, Anne by Anne Jameson, Fletch and Ben by John Webb, Val and the Neighbour by Teresa Stretfield, Charles by Peter Penry Jones, and Malcolm and the Interviewer by Robert Portal. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.